Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Get the wake-up call coming up just now. Full phone lines, looks like. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon working the phones back there, man. Still just, up, you know, got the whole shoulder thing going on. His keyboarding, working all the levers back there, getting the music playing. I feel like I need long hair for Dylan today. I'm like headbanging a little bit. You know?
I got to say, he's been cracking up back there, yeah, taking these phone calls. I feel like you're about to get roasted,
me?
Mike. Yes.
Oh, man, that's not good. Speaking of cracking up, give a shout out to our buddy Skip who hit me up earlier, and he was like, "Hey man, all this Wizard of Oz talk. I'm about 5'3". Can I be Toto?" I was like, "Love Skip, man. I haven't heard from Skip in a while. Welcome to call in, obviously, but doesn't look like there's any lines open right now."
Tia hit me up on Twitter,
yeah,
and said that she doesn't use a decorative toilet paper until the cleaners do until the day before they're coming. He's like, "I don't want him to think I'm too weird." And I'm with you. Like, to me, it's like the second week. So you're like, this week, I won't touch it. And then sometime next week, I'll be like, I'm breaking the seal.
Yeah. Just to bring everybody up to date on the wake-up call, I was telling a story just a minute ago about how my wife got mad at me that I didn't clean the dish cleaning brush, which to me is just a little bit out of pocket. But it looks like I'm outnumbered on this show. Everybody's like, "No, man, you gotta clean the scrub brush between dishes." I'm like, "All right, whatever." She was, like I said, she was soaking it in a bowl this morning in a cleaning solution. So I'm like, "You know what, man, that's just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this." You got anything else, Allie, on the socials?
Well, Tia has a lot of opinions today because she also said you don't clean washcloths. Of course you clean things you use to clean
things
with.
That's true. And this goes back to a conversation we had, I don't know, probably a year ago on the show. It was like, how long do you use the same towel? Like, you use the same towel every day?
Because you're not technically dirty
right.
when you get out of the shower.
Right.
But,
but how long do you take, you know, how long is the leash on the towel cleaning?
It can go about a work week.
Work week.
But the thing is you have to also take care of that towel.
Got to make sure, like, you're cleaning your calves.
What I mean is you can't just, like, dry off and throw that thing in the corner and then pick it up the next day. You got to hang it, let it dry.
Right.
If not, you'll be wiping yourself off with a moldy ass towel, nobody wants to wipe. That's like we had remember this weekend, and we played through a lightning storm yesterday for about four holes.
That's not good.
And Carter, my partner who plays with me, he's like, he's bragging all weekend because it was raining Saturday before we teed off. He's bragging all weekend. I got rain gloves, like they make golf gloves for rain.
Sure.
And he's like, I got them. So it starts raining. He's like, "I'm pulling out the rain gloves." He's literally been bragging, and then he goes, "Uh oh." I was like, "What's that?" It's like, "They smell."
Oh yeah. Well,
and I go, hey, did you? He goes, yeah. Because you wouldn't even let me finish.
Sounds like a high school football locker room from the 90s.
Are you the dude that wore them in the rain and then put them back in your bag without letting them air dry?
For sure.
Like, yep. And they stunk.
I got a problem with this badly. Entire story. Like, there's nothing that says smart like walking out in the middle of a golf course in a lightning storm holding up a metal pole.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Well, we didn't walk out there. We got out there and we heard a little. But we knew
a little rumbling.
It was raining, and then it started raining harder. Yeah. And then the other guy we were playing with is in the middle of the fairway, and I looked behind him because we were just a little bit in front of him because my tee shot was further, and so I put that in there. And I look behind him, and there's this bolt come down. And I was like,
"That's not good."
And so he steps away from the ball, and he was like,
"Pivot."
I was like, "No, man, it's good. It's already happened. You got a window."
Yeah. All right, Dylan. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go out to how about Swami Dave out in Cummings to start things off. Swami Dave, welcome in.
Hey guys, how's it going today? Listen, it is apparently a sunny, beautiful day in Atlanta sports. The biggest things that we got to talk about is how often you clean your towels, how the toilet paper rolls go, or whatnot. And listen, it's a great day, great fun on the Braves getting the win in the series. Nothing to complain about there. It'd be nice to get all three wins, but it is what it is. But I will share with you, Squid, your friend with his golf clubs, right? His name is now Vader Time.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
That becomes his nickname because there are plenty of stories from the past of Leon White, who was Big Van Vader, and his cleaning patterns of his wrestling gear. Vader Time.
Oh, I've heard some of these. That's a great pull.
Have a great week.
Thanks for
that. That is a great pull. Yeah, Allie. There was a lot of, and I know you've probably seen some of this. I know you actually like some wrestling stuff.
I do.
And the Big Van Vader was not a guy that he wasn't overly loved for some of the stuff. Like he was kind of nasty. He would actually hit guys in the ring, and then he also got arrested when they did the overseas tour. back in the 90s, there's a story of he hit a talk show host who basically called out wrestling for being, saying it was fake.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fake. It's predetermined.
There you go.
They follow a, correct narrative, if you will. But that is funny, man. Have you guys ever been into, a hockey locker room? I went to visit a hockey team in Fairbanks, Alaska. It was it's like the single A of hockey or double A or whatever. And went into there. It was the most foul-smelling thing you can even imagine. Like, all locker rooms now, like NFL, college, whatever, they got like vents coming out of the lockers, and they can, kind of dry things out. Those hockey guys not worried about it, especially at the single A level. They're like, yeah, just let it reek, dude. I was like, oh my God.
No, thank you.
They're definitely not worried about cleaning their dish utensils, if you will. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. How about Chief? Let's go out to Chief Dylan out in South Fulton. Chief, good morning.
What's happening?
What's
Michael
happening, Chief?
P. Johnson and the Piece of Punishment, because you're wrong on that one. Definitely wrong on that one. Definitely wrong. But my quick thing with my wife, I told you guys about the toilet seat a year ago, so we ain't gonna get it. But we have one other thing we always argue about. She likes to wash fruit, right? I have no problem washing apples and grapes, but why should I have to wash my banana? This is crazy to me. Because I'm going to peel it and eat it. Why am I washing a banana?
I mean, I don't know why you're washing your banana, brother. But I'll tell you what. Unless that whole pill's getting eaten, you don't need
pulse.
To.
Massive pulse.
Hey, it was Will Levis eating it?
Calm down.
What?
Calm down, Chief. I was sitting there the whole time going, here we go. Here we go, man. Allie, we got anything else on the socials?
Yes, John Hitchens is coming for you, Mike. He says, you and my wife would click. Only problem is your kitchen would reek from rotting food on your scrub brush. And those sponges need to be tossed on the regular.
ASAP.
Amen, John.
Yeah, I agree with that one, man. I don't know. I don't know what the best path forward is for washing dishes. I just, look, man, it is what it is. And my wife, one time, before we might even got married, I cleaned my shoes with our dish brush. I thought she was leaving me.
Yeah, that's
straight
a big
up.
Problem.
She took a picture of me and sent it to her friend. She was like, look at this Jamoke in my kitchen right now, scrubbing his shoes with my dish brush. I'm like, dude, it's It's all disgusting. Like, all of it's nasty.
You're going to be given your own separate dish brush versus like, she's going
to
have
what
her
are you
going
to get, like, an ultraviolet light in here that, you know, to, anyways, I don't know. I know those things were made popular.
You scrub your golf clubs with them next?
Hey, probably. Dylan, let's go to a member of the mafia. How about my guy Mentee out in Dunwoody? Mentee, I know you got my back, man. What's going on?
This is HR and compliance of Mike Mafia calling.
Wait. Attaboy.
One thing we do over here, Ally Mac, and Squid knows this. From time to time, HR has to give Mike a call and tell Mike that is some of the most out-of-pocket ridiculousness we have ever heard of, Mike.
I got a letter on file?
I love okay. you. Yeah. I respect you. But you do some of the most country stuff I've ever heard of from time to time. And I just be shaking my head and stuff. I'll be like, she must really, really love this man because you brought all your country isms with you.
I did, man.
And she's willing to just have a conversation with you. Mike, how you don't need chocolate chip residue on the cleaning
utensils? I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. Y'all guys are sobering me up to the reality here.
I'm here all day for that, Mike. If you didn't know better, now you should know better.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Mentee.
Been written up.
Yeah, I got a letter on file.
We have similar disagreements at my house. Our dishwasher is old. We need a new one. Like, just to be honest, like, I'm just letting it. I'm kind of just hanging on by a thread, and I'm like,
keep pushing.
I'm going to get every single cycle I can.
Everybody always thinks they have finances they're about to be freed up, and they're like, oh, once I get past this date, then I'll get a new one.
No, I just want it to. I'm going to use something until it can't be used anymore. Like golf glove,
like a 30-year-old hot water heater. You're like, it's still hot.
A lot of people replace a golf glove after like one hole in it. I need like multiple holes in the golf glove to before. Anyways. And so I'm like telling me all the time, basically our dishes need to be clean before we put them in the dishwasher. And in that way, you're just putting the soap
on
them.
You're just sanitizing them at that point.
Yeah, because we got really hot water. And so and our hot water heater just turned up. When she puts them in there, like gunk on it, man, it just.
And now, which one of y'all in y'all's houses are the person who like rearranges the dishes so that they're cleaned properly in the dishwasher?
Me.
Grant will change everything. Yes. When I put it in, he'll take stuff out and be like, this has to be hand washed.
You know what? Yes.
You know what's funny? I have to attempt to do it or she gets mad at me, but I know I'm not doing it right. So I will attempt to put them in right. She wants to rearrange them. If I don't put them in at all, she's like, why didn't you load the dishwasher? I'm like, because you're just going to unload it in 5 minutes.
Well,
like, you
know? How hard is it? Ooh, let me rephrase this. Why can't you see my vision for loading a dishwasher to optimize the space?
I don't know. I just didn't realize everything had to face the middle. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's try to get one more phone call in real quick. Let's go over to our buddy Dan out in Decatur. Dan, I hope you're having a good morning, man.
Hey, I'm having a great morning. Monday morning. How y'all doing this morning, man?
Loving it, man. Loving it.
Real quick, so it's funny you guys talked about the toilet paper thing, but real quick, I mean, hey, Michael Penix, he's going to be great. I mean, again, his first season at UW led the FBS, you know what I mean? So, I mean, very consistent. It's very smart with the ball. I mean, but again, this is his first full season starting. There's going to be a couple wrinkles. People got to understand that. Also, nobody flies 5 hours to Seattle. I'm from Seattle. I was raised there. Nobody flies 5 hours to UW to check somebody out just because they want to have fun and go visit Seattle. So, I mean, obviously they were very invested in him from the jump. So I went to my buddy's house yesterday for some barbecue and stuff like that. So his wife is very particular about how the toilet paper goes on the roll, over or under. So guys let me know. Over or under. I didn't know that was really a thing. I don't care. As long as it comes out the roll and I can wipe my behind when I'm using the bathroom, I don't care. But she's very, very particular. So y'all let me know how y'all feel about that, man. Over or under, brother. Over or under.
This is such a hot topic, Dan.
I've got thoughts. Yeah. I've got a take, actually.
I think we all have takes. The look around this room right now, as soon as he brought this up, this is a topic. All right. So we're gonna push this to the other side of the break. Appreciate everybody on the wake up calls and on the socials. Make sure you're following us at 929 Morning Shift as we roll on. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, we'll have more of that Michael Penix conversation that he was just talking about. It sounds like first we got to get to, are you an over or an under kind of person?
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is the morning shift rolling on. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us here on a beautiful Monday morning. As so many people pointed out there on the wake-up call just a second ago, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylan back there playing all the tunes. Look, we're going to get into the Michael Penix Jr. conversation once again here in just a second. We're talking earlier about – it's actually – a lot of people say, well, rookie quarterback, first – like, no, it's not. He started games. This will be his sophomore season. So what does that look like? And historically, what does that look like for other people? Have to revisit this conversation after talking to multiple people during the break on my phone in person. First of all, we had somebody call in, wonder about the overrun of the toilet paper. We'll get to that in just 1 second. Also, had Larry tweet in at us and say that Sandra, who's out in the bullpen right now, believes that you should use a different towel every single day. Cannot get on like Sandra, I feel like, has her life together. She's seen some things. She's done some things. There's no way I'm using a different towel every single day after the bath. No way.
I mean,
no.
That sounds like that bougie life to me.
Yeah, all you're doing at that point is washing towels. And I know she's listening right now and can hear us. All you're doing is washing towels. You're just doing a load of towels every day.
Allie, do you have that many towels that you like at your house? Because I'm going to tell you something. No. Hear me out. I have
a rotation.
No, seriously, Amy keeps buying you towels. Well, not new, but she's not keeps. All right, she's bought new towels maybe twice since we've been at home. Yeah. I don't like any of them. I like it. There's two different types of towels. There's thick and soft that don't feel like they ever dry you adequately. Mm-hmm. And there's thinner and a little less soft that really dry you well. And I like the latter. I don't like the former.
Okay.
You can keep those like thick, soft towels because they don't dry you. So I have like three towels in my rotation at home. I can't be I'm sorry, no. Not washing towels three times a week. Dude.
Every day is a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, and there's something about new towels. They feel like they have like a film on them.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
you gotta cycle them through.
Old towels. 100%.
100% older towels are like a little bit gritty, like a more sandpaper feel.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. If it wasn't
exfoliate.
If it didn't sound and gross and honestly gross me out, I would be open to buying like older towels at like thrift stores or something.
Strong statement there.
Where'd you get those towels from? Goodwill.
Well, because you know they're broken, but you're right. They don't. Yeah. I feel wet.
The grittier edition. I want to think this thing's like wash a couple cars. You know what I mean? Like I'm like.
Can I?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
You went too far.
If our audience is ever going to be a for the win moment, it would be to tell me where I can find new.
Gritty towels. I also am positive that I am getting destroyed on the socials and on text messages about this whole thing where I left chocolate in the scrub brush. I think it's just the chocolate factor.
Deservedly so.
Well, yeah, because
I think it's just
gonna,
like if it was any other food, like it wouldn't be that noticeable.
No, other food would still be gross, but the chocolate is extra gross because it's going to leave streaks as you start to wash something
chocolate
else.
And like egg yolk. Like that's the one. Blah. Yeah, you can't go to like, blah. So shout out to the people washing dishes at Waffle House. If and when that happens. All right, real quick, the over the under toilet paper roll thing. Like, this is a passionate part of my thought process. It's over. The sheets should be in front.
Yes.
Like, when you roll them, you should just be able to kind of flap your hand down. I shouldn't have to roll it back towards the wall. You know what I mean? Roll it towards myself with the sheets in the front. It should look like curtains when you're rolling them.
It should be in the bottom where you just pull it out from underneath.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What do you mean it should be on the bottom where you should pull it out from underneath? What are you talking about?
It shouldn't be on the front. No, I don't like it like that. I like it on the other way.
What is wrong with you, man? Why would you go underneath just to grab it? Why don't you just grab it on the front?
Well, if you do it adequately,
you
don't have
to.
It's always going to hang down.
You know what I mean?
So you just grab it. I don't like it in front. It just feels backwards to me.
I'm with Squid on this one. What? I like under.
Whoa.
I like under.
What are y'all doing?
Under's easier. Under physics.
Under's
wise,
not easier.
Yes, it is.
My dog could go in there. If it's over, my dog could go in there and make it longer.
Bro,
and rip it.
Listen to this.
Well, that's physics, the whole point. You don't want that.
Physics wise, under makes sense. Like Bo said,
no,
it's
it
always hanging down, and you can easily grab it when it's under and easily rip it.
We can't be talking about the same thing.
Listen to this. Yes, we're talking about how you hang the toilet paper. I know we're talking.
I know, but like under, like no.
But listen, if you do over, if you don't rip over right, then it could just and just keep on rolling and just keep on. You get way more toilet paper than you want.
Lost me.
That could happen either way. If you go under,
could happen either way.
There's something,
but it's less
creepy.
Likely of a chance if you do under.
No, there's not.
No,
there's not. You're just making this up.
It is. No, I'm not.
No, there's something creepy about under because there.
But
could
he said it with such confidence that I had to think about it.
There could be something lurking when you pull it from like under, from back there. It's a little bit strange.
We got to move on.
No, I'm not sure about Dylan's last little comment, but everything else I'm with him on. It under is it no under under. I'm team under.
Y'all lost me on that one, man. I thought for sure that we were all in agreement on this, but anyways, they do call this Atlanta Sports Radio for a reason because we do talk sports every now and then, at least a little bit. And so let's get back to this. Michael Penix conversation, and what we were talking about earlier was what a sophomore season looks like for a guy that is a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. And the two names that we came up with earlier, actually we came up with three, but it feels ridiculous to try to include Desmond Ridder in this conversation, even though we saw him for a 4-game clip at the end of the season a couple of years ago, and you all get on board, you're like, he can make all the throws, this, that, and the other. But here's how I feel about Desmond Ridder in this conversation, and maybe you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. Desmond Ridder did nothing exceptional. Like he made bad decisions, but there was also nothing that kind of outweighed bad decisions that he was exceptional at. You look at Lamar Jackson, you mentioned him earlier, what his rookie campaign looked like. He was a guy that was not passing for a ton of yards, but he had exceptional legs, right? He could run with it until he learned out the passing version. And now the most recent version we see of him is exceptional in every single way, right? Desmond Ridder, you watched for 4 games. I think it was no interceptions, no touchdown passes for 4 games. It was like, maybe he's just being safe with the ball. And they were like, oh, that's all you need. You draft Bijan Robinson. Like, that's good. You just need to be safe with the ball. You'll run it well. But he didn't do anything exceptional. There was nothing exceptional about anything Desmond Ridder did.
Okay. What does Brock Purdy do exceptional?
Utilize the skills around him at different positions.
Yeah. that's what Desmond Ridder was supposed to be.
Exactly.
That's what we thought Desmond Ridder was.
Yeah.
After that's what they said he was, and that's what we thought he was after those four games.
Agreed. And now that brings me back to the topic of this entire conversation. Is that all you need Michael Penix to do in year two? Like, what does a sophomore season look like for him?
Okay, so you're not going to like this, but yes and no. So,
well, you sound like Brian Snicker.
No, hear me out now. What I need Michael Penix to do is play within the system and everything he has around him. On average, right? Down in and down out.
Sure.
Every once in a while, I'm going to need Michael Penix to do the great, the amazing.
The exceptional.
The throw to Kyle Pitts against Washington where it was a pre-snap read. He made up his mind, and he said, all I had to do was look that safety over there off, and I knew that throw was there. I knew the window, and I knew when I had to throw it. Oh, I just had to give the look. He said that in that interview. You and I talked about it, and then literally our boy Bryant McFadden came out that he did the interview with him.
Yep.
And that's what he said. But we had talked about it literally 3 days before. It was hilarious. Yep. The throw to Kadarius Hodge on the sideline.
Along the left sideline. Insane.
Against
insane
the
Panthers. Throw.
I need that throw. But I
That is exceptional. And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But I don't need him trying to do that play in and play out, which is what Desmond Ridder fell into in year two with the Falcons. He fell in the throw to the Panthers, where he's out of the pocket. You have a field goal. You probably win the game. Instead, he throws the ball. I don't know what the hell he was doing or where. I know where he was trying to throw it. But that's the play you don't need to make. I don't need Penix trying to do that. You don't need to do that every down. You just need to take what you have, and then when you're needed, that play is needed, then you do what you got to do, and you make that phenomenal play. But you've got enough around you.
I'll tell you, and one of my buddies texted me and reminded me of this conversation. I'll tell you who has to be phenomenal. And we brought up earlier, okay, is it the quarterback room? Is it the running back room? Is it the offensive line? Is it wide receivers? Can you break it down by person? Does Bijan need to be better than Michael Penix? Does Michael Penix need to be better than Chris Lindstrom? And you can go all the way down the roster like that offensively and say, okay, who's the most important player? I'm going to tell you right now who the end-all, be-all of this entire conversation is for me, Zach Robinson. Zach Robinson needs to be exceptional. Zach Robinson has a lot of tools at his disposal right now with a lot of people that this franchise is counting on to take you into the next era of the Atlanta Falcons. Do not mess this up, man. You need to be over the top good as an offensive coordinator this year.
Again, I don't need him overthinking it either. Zach Robinson got better last year when the season went along. We got to remember the guy called a 500-yard passing game. He called some phenomenal games, and he also was able to utilize all the tools in his tool bag once Michael Penix started starting. And I just don't need you to, again, don't try to outthink everybody. Just know what's going to work, and then adjust when they adjust, and let those guys go do their thing. You have guys that Drake London's going to win on his routes. Bijan Robinson's going to win. I think Darnell Mooney's the guy that can win. And you got to, but really just use it and be a step ahead. You don't have to be this. You don't have to be Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I agree with that to an extent. But you also were abysmal on third down last year. You got to change that. I mean, when we look at Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, we don't go, well, just do what you do. Like, they do crazy things.
How much of that, though, was knowing that you could just pin your ears back and come back at them? You could send all out blitzes. And especially once whatever got broke and Kirk got broke, it was either a bad decision or a sack.
Yeah, I think
sometimes they were both.
There's a lot of that. But, I was worried about it in preseason. I think we converted 2 of 30 in the preseason, and it was like, oh, it's just preseason. Definitely carried over into week one, and they're on after that. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit more on the Atlanta Braves, man. An exceptional weekend up in Boston. What does the next week look like as a couple of guys set to rejoin the team? We're also going to hit a life of squid.
Borchat pulled a back-to-back this weekend, but it wasn't necessarily a great thing for me.
Back-to-back Jacks.
Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game. And
the Odyssey app.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack. We're having so much fun today and over the weekend. Braves took 2-3 in Boston, staying above 500. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm sure yesterday, when that grand slam was hit off Schwelly, we were all a bit nervous, but they came back 10-4. Double digits for the win and getting a much-deserved day off today after 17 straight days of games.
Yeah, a lot of Brave stuff to be hyped up about. I will give a shout-out to our buddy John Hitchens, who just hit us right back on Twitter and said, Bo has lost his mind. Think bangs, not mullet, when it comes to toilet paper roll.
I love that.
Yeah, it's the best way I can think of it. So, Dylan, we are on the same page, right? You like the mullet edition, and I'm on team bangs when
team
it comes
bangs.
To toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm Team Mullet.
Okay, y'all have lost y'all's mind.
No, I mean, it's the right way to go about it, but it's all good.
How do they stock it in public restrooms? Just asking.
Yeah, how do they – remember how, like, you went to a hotel and they folded it and put a little sticker on it? Yeah, it's crazy. It's like over
bangs.
It's bangs. Yeah, they got a sticker on their bangs.
That's all right. Me and Bo, I would just like to think that Bo and I are forward-thinking.
Okay.
Everybody else
or backwards
is not really.
Thinking.
Right, yeah, okay. Anyways.
Isn't it weird how pitchers cannot pitch their best outing? Not to go back to sports.
Right? Yeah.
But
please do.
And they don't pitch their best. They get a win. They pitch their best. They get nothing. Grant Holmes has pitched had two good outings, and he's got nothing from it.
That's been the story of Chris Sale's season so far.
Well, yeah. He had a couple. You're right. He had a couple of games where he's got nothing. But it's gotten Now he has started to get something. He pitched phenomenal. We didn't even talk about it.
I know.
Chris Sale was phenomenal Friday night.
That was the tip of my head when you brought that up. I was like, Chris Sale went off Friday night.
I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And the Braves, to their credit, you know, Olson and Murphy go back to back off. I think he caught Crochet is how you pronounce his name. Yeah, and he's been one of their better pitchers. You could call it crotchet, but
I think
it's
there's a pause in there somewhere. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know where it's at, but it's in there.
But it's just funny because Schwellenbach's had better performances here, and I feel like he's been robbed. And yesterday he had one bad inning. He had one bad. I mean, he had trouble at times, but he had one really bad inning, which was the grand slam from Devers. Everything else, he was good.
Yeah,
and Devers was in.
Devers, he's in my fantasy. By the way, he is hotter than a firecracker right now. Yeah. Nice work.
Hey,
it was a soft ding, but I got it in there.
Ding. All right, ding. Write that down. It was a soft ding, but I got it in there. That's what you better use your version, not
dude,
mine.
Stop, y'all, dude. You're going too far. There's a lot to be said about just leaving it to everybody else's imagination.
I feel I can kind of take those little puns deeper these days.
Pause.
One thing I do want to circle back to that you mentioned earlier was that Schwellenbach has kind of a stone cold face when he goes out there, and he doesn't really show a lot of emotion. That's why I'm obsessed with his wife's TikTok account, because she shows him having the most biggest reactions. They were walking around. They got a latte in Boston over the weekend, and he is just like, oh my gosh. Ah! So it's a wonderful TikTok account. You can see him in all different facets.
Awesome. See, that's the best, though, is because that's how you know he's a gamer. Like, dude is he is that dude. Chris Sale apparently is a lot like that as well. Like, Chris Sale is a completely different human being on Daisy pitches. And I know he probably absolutely loathes this story, but like, you know, this is a story where he didn't like the years ago when he was a White Sox pitcher.
Yes,
he didn't like the they had like the alternate jerseys or these throwbacks or something. He didn't like them. So he took scissors to him and cut him up. And it was like he got a bad rap for it.
Yeah.
But everybody that talks about Chris Sale talks about how great of a dude he is, how, you know, all these good things. But on game day, He is a different human
being.
He's
a Jesse, man.
And I think it's different for pitchers than anybody else. And I love that aspect.
You know, and I've always heard that too. I remember I went up to Wrigley 1 year and I was on the field beforehand. Ryan Dempster, you remember Ryan Dempster? He's on MLB Network now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spent years as a starting pitcher and a closer for a couple of different teams, Red Sox, Cubs.
For a while, right?
Yeah, so we were up on the field and Ryan Dempster was just on the field greeting fans before the game. It was like his, you know, I don't know, maybe he had a side session that day or just not one of his work days. He was a starting pitcher at the time. And he's just like, I mean, he's almost like a member of the front office, like shaking hands, talking to people, batting practice is going on. He's working the field, just, you know, chatting. And I was like, you know, I said something to him about how I never understood that people did that. I didn't know that, like, players. And he was like, well, man, you know, when it's an off day, it's a little bit different. He was like, catch me on game day, like when the start's coming up. He's like, I don't talk to anybody. Literally don't talk to a soul until I'm done with my outing. And I was like, I feel the nicest dude in the world. But he's like, do you come to me before a game I'm starting? I'm not speaking to you. I will walk right past you. I'm like, God. Like, it's just, but I feel like Chris Sale's that guy. Like, I feel like he's the kind of guy that's like, man, I don't know what you want to talk about. Give me a couple hours. I'll be right back. But I'm thinking about something else right now.
I just love that. I love that mentality. I don't know. It's just so cool to hear. Like, the guys, they turn it on. They take it that serious. And look, some guys don't have to. And I think it's cool on the other side, where you can be laughing and joking, and then as soon as, you know, walk out of the dugout, it was like I don't know what was going on, but there was Austin Riley and Spencer Strider were sitting together the other day at the bench, and it was in the middle, and, you know, they were obviously in, they were hitting, and they were sitting there, and they were having such an animated conversation. Like, they even pointed out on TV, it looked like they were screaming at each other. But you could tell they were just, it was a conversation, and nobody was mad. Nobody was, you know, there was no upsetness, I'm sure, but that's just like, but then you can go out there and just perform. Like, obviously, Austin Riley goes back out there and does his thing. Austin had some pretty good hit balls this weekend, too.
I want to bring up one question to you, and I saw this on social. Bigger addition to the team, do you think, in the end, will be Spencer Strider? Or, I mean, like, not in the end, but right now. Spencer Strider coming back, or the opportunity for possibly Craig Kimbrell to be up in about a week. And I want to just bring this up because I think Grant had this stat on From the Diamond last night. Braves ERA entering the weekend was 2.89. Their staff ERA 2.89. And I think we look at the pitching, we're like, oh, thank God, Spencer Strider's coming back. I mean, there is that. But, boy, you need help in that 7-8 inning role more than you probably do a starter right now. Not that he's not going to be great in the long run, but I'm just like, dude, you need another arm.
I saw someone tweet, I want to say it was one of the Braves beat writers said that one of the biggest issues it might have been Mark Bowman that said that one of the biggest problems for this team is they didn't sign a guy. I think it was Dave O'Brien, actually, after Jimenez went down last year. They should have signed a setup man. I think you have the setup man. I think the problem is you don't know what the closer is right now. And I think the seven spot would be for Kimbrel. But see, Kimbrel, Grant pointed out to us, Kimbrel, up until yesterday, he hadn't gone back-to-back appearances. And I think yesterday was his first back-to-back appearance.
Yeah.
So part of that, to me, is them trying to keep his fatigue away. Fatigue that he faced last year in September. So I'm not even sure that Kimbrel is going to be that back-to-back day guy right now.
Yeah.
But I think Daysabal can. So right now I would say Strider, because what you have now, when you haven't had in a few years on this staff, is depth. Because Elder hopefully comes back up and looks like the guy he did when you sent him down.
Yeah.
And hopefully these guys continue their success.
I know we're going to get to Life Squid in just a second. I do want to give a shout-out to our buddy ATL Lee on Twitter right now. He just tweeted at me and Bo, and he said, hey, just shout-out to y'all. He said his grandfather passed away this weekend. He loved listening to us in the morning. Said headed to go fishing or just a loafing around. We'd always have him laughing and debating. So shout-out. I was trying to get his name before I throw out there, but just thinking about that family, man. So I appreciate you guys listening, as always. It's always a humbling experience when somebody says something like that. Shout out to ATLE on Twitter and his grandfather, man. Hopefully your family is letting him rest easy. So not to be dark going into Life is Quit, because I'm sure that his grandfather wouldn't have liked that. But there you go.
Well, I think I can cheer him up.
Cheer him up as only one Squid Billy can.
Yeah, I probably should make him laugh, you know, cheer him up. I do apologize for your loss, and I hope you can continue to listen to us, ATLE.
Yeah, we'll hold it down.
Held true, though. I did a little grilling Friday with the Blackstone.
Do you call that grilling?
I think it's not a
grill.
Yeah,
it's a griddle.
So that's
griddling.
My question. Is it grilling?
Hey,
or
what happens when you cook outdoors?
You're cooking out.
Yeah, you're cooking out.
Oh, you're grilling. That's what I did. Don't just repeat him, Allie.
You are
Don't
not
just follow
ready.
Him.
You are not ready for that hurricane. You're cooking out. Anyways.
Did some I had some of the Omaha Steaks burgers, so I did those. I did some bacon on there, and I actually had a couple of Kroger does it. They'll just do stuff for sale randomly, and they had a couple of the country style ribs.
Love those.
I bought two of those.
Those are one of my favorites.
Put some Baron Burton's W sauce in all of the meat except for the bacon, because I mean, bacon is standalone bacon. Meat. I mean, you don't need anything for it. Yeah, I could just eat a whole
shout out Squiggy
bundle of bacon.
What? I'm just
whole bundle of bacon.
I'm just saying.
And my friends at New Realm Brewing Allen Lager had one of those while I was doing it, and a glass of bourbon. So, anyways, it was phenomenal. Friday night got off to a great start, but we had a rough patch.
Golf game or what? What happened?
Well, hold on. Actually, let me get to the golf game real quick before I get to the actual rough patch. Shout out, member Eagle Watch. Shout out to David Basham and Paul Grenier, two buddies of mine. They won. They're back-to-back. They're back-to-back member champions. Carter and I didn't fare so well. But all that said, we had a great weekend. So Friday, you know, we ate dinner. Going to get to bed early. Pork chop gets down. As y'all know, I'm the night duty, diaper change, and bottle service. And we get on the changing table. And I'm just about ready to wrap up, about to slide that new diaper on.
Yeah. Oh.
I look down, and there is just,
dude,
nice little pile there.
Yeah. Speaking of dirty brushes.
I tried to start cleaning that up, realized that her foot got in a little bit of it.
Oh.
So I'm doing the extra wipe down.
Oh.
Poor job.
I can smell it through the microphone.
Then I hear, and I've got everything cleaned up, then I hear,
oh, no. Trifecta. Oh,
back to it was a triple decker. It was just a wet diaper to begin with, and then it became a dirty changing table.
Oh no!
Sounds like it became a dirty floor.
And then no, it's on the changing table.
Yeah, sounds like seriously, it was a delayed number three.
Then,
Dylan, stop.
What's wrong with delayed number three?
Well, the problem was it got in her clothes.
Can hear the dials turning in the cars out on 285.
So now we got to change the clothes. Luckily, my closer came in. And she knew where Amy just woke up, came over with the clothes. So Mama jumped in, helped me out. We did the pit crew.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. Sometimes it takes
two.
So
I was like, man, I really appreciate you stepped up. Blah, blah, blah. So anyways, we get to Saturday night. And I'm a little bit tireder because, again, I'm one day of golf and a little bit of boozing. And we get to literally the exact same thing. And I'm like, all right, we got to do this one.
No.
Oh.
It happened again?
It's a pattern.
Yeah,
good for her.
And then
she was not happy with you.
And then I'm almost again. I'm like, oh, come on. So we did back to backs. You know, the Braves got back to back with Olson and Murphy on Friday night. They didn't get to go. I don't remember them going back to back Saturday. But anyways, so this time though, Big Papa Squid handled it all by himself. We didn't. We stayed out of the clothes. The clothes didn't get dirty. Amy didn't wake up. I didn't need her. We got it cleaned up. Boom. So then last night, when she woke up for it, I put the pass in her mouth. I was like, I'm going to give you like 15 more minutes, and you're really going to start crying because I want you, if you got something going on, I want you to finish it.
So grunt. Because
we are not doing a cleanup on aisle three again.
And see, that's what I was about to ask you. I was like, did you end up picking up on the trend that maybe, you know, after the number one, the number two is a little bit delayed?
I woke up and said, you know, you wake up at like 1 or 2 a.m., you know, I'm 40 something. I gotta go to the bathroom this one. I'm gonna go to the bathroom first. So then I came back and I was like, I don't think you're not mad enough yet. I'm gonna go lay back. I'm gonna put that passing lay down. And then all of a sudden that passy got shot around. And I was like, all right, now you're ripe. You're good now. And sure is blank. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Got it.
I went in there and that thing was full. I was like, yeah, ain't gonna be. Now we are done with that.
Well, hopefully,
I made the second half adjustment, Michael.
Hopefully, when you body train her, she knows to use the bangs and not the mullet. Okay, so that's the next thing.
Well, she'll have to pull from a mullet.
Anyways, thank you so much for riding the roller coaster that is the morning shift this morning. We appreciate you guys for hanging out with us. I'm Mike, that's Allie, that's Bo, that's Dylan. We'll be right back same time, same place at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. You got the steakhouse right now. Until then, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.